Greetings to all the ardent listeners of Priceless_LA7. Hola. Welcome on board flight Priceless_LA7. Hola. Good to have you all glued to your seat for Priceless_LA7. Hola. Kindly fasten your seatbelt as we take off with the podcast show. Good morning on an early rise to all the ardent listeners of Priceless_LA7. Hola. Good afternoon from a bright side and a lovely and wonderful evening to you all wherever you may or could be this morning. Triple blessings as we tag this year shall be ours in the mighty name of Jesus, because without God's name, nothing is possible. Well, we are on our season 8 episode, which we tag as Me, Myself, and I, and we'll be going on episode 3. The first episode was an introduction, while the second one saw us defining Me, Myself, and I, which took us into Beth as an individual. Like I said, Me, Myself, and I, with the acronym MMI, it's not all about Priceless_LA7 Ola, but it's about you being an individuality, personality, and a brand as your own. Last week, we talked about birth, and I told you that procreation brings about birth of an individual. Today, we'll be talking about growth. And then growth simply implies that when you are being given birth to, you do not know anything. You are still being spoon-fed. Things are still being done for you. But as you are growing, you get into a stage whereby you start crawling. Though it's not an easy task, it's an herculean task for some. And after crawling, you get to a stage whereby you start talking. Now we're talking about growth, because we are matured individuals. We are not talking about little children. We're not talking about infants. We are not talking about cradles. We are talking as adult, matured adults. It's a stage whereby you grow from a level to another higher level. Some might tell you next level. But when you start growing, a lot of things, a lot of ideas, a lot of perspective, a lot of issues keep changing, and then you see yourself metamorphosing into another segment of yourself. At this stage, we call it the change stage. When we talk about change stage, that implies that you are growing individually, and then you want... This is a process whereby you want upliftment in life. You are gradually advancing into a full-grown individual. Though some people might not like you or appreciate you at this stage, some might tag you as being arrogant, because you have always been there for them. You have always done things to please people and individual. But at this stage, you have decided that yourself is what really matters. You are not being selfish, though some people will tell you are selfish. Like I used to tell people, selfish to me means I'm selling fish. Sorry to use that. Because as me selling fish, I'm trying to make profit. I'm trying to make a living out of my life. So if you tell me I'm selling fish, which invariably to me is selfish, that implies that I've decided to move on with my life, to make my life better and be a better person. Growth, in essence, is when you as an individual has accepted all the wrongs. You've accepted every bad omen, bad side of you, and you think you need to grow from that stage. Though it's not easy growing from that stage, it's a very difficult task because you just have to neglect so many things. And by you neglecting a lot of things, you are going to create a boundary and an enmity between you yourself and some individuals in respect to the size or the value which you are placing on yourself now. It is simply an expansion stage. It is like an enlargement stage, your developmental stage, your maturation stage. Like I said, when you get matured, you are outgrowing some characters, some behaviors, some principles about life, which has to do with your integrity, your morale, your personality, and so much. But you just need to grow because you need it at this stage, because that growth will take you to a level whereby you only know about yourself. You do not know about any other individual. You've been accruing 90% to individuals and 10% to yourself. Now you see the reason why you just have to give yourself 70%, 80%, and the rest 20 or 30% goes to every other individual in whatever way you want to apportion it. But the ultimate goal in me, myself, and I is growing. It's about growth. You need that growth for yourself. You need to change a lot of things. Things that have not been working for you, you now sit down, you visualize it, you analyze it, and you get to realize that time waits for no one. You are not getting younger. So to all my ardent listeners, wherever you may or could be this morning, on an early rise, I want you to grow. Do not be afraid, because fear, it's what kills a human faster than the ailment. But when you start growing, you see that you eliminate fear, and then you are not bothered about any situation that may arise. So in a nutshell, I'm trying to tell you, all my ardent listeners, that growth is an essential part of an individual. If you really want to be me, myself, and I, it's not a selfish thing to do. It just has to do with you as an individual, as a personality, as a brand, and moving and forging ahead in life. So I tell you to grow and be a better person to move to the next level. Thank you for listening to my podcast show, This Early Rise. Thank you for my bright side afternoon and a lovely and wonderful evening to you all. Still stay tuned for our next season, which is season 9. I asked you yesterday, what was it about? I didn't get a response from most of my listeners. But the season 9 is about gratitude. And we'll be talking about that gratitude today. And then from there, we'll go to aging and ageless. Thanks for always listening and being on board the flight Priceless _LA7OLA. Thank you and have a lovely early rise. Bye.